Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback chasing down Haitian immigrants last year are hard to forget. Those scenes sparked outrage from immigration activists, and they occurred not during the Trump administration, but under President Biden. Biden campaigned on reversing his predecessor's harsh treatment of immigrants. So 1 year in, how's he doing? Ali Noorani is president and CEO of the National Immigration Forum, an advocacy group, and it has a recent report grading the president's first year on immigration. Ali, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, your report says there has been clear progress on some immigration issues under this administration, but also says there is far more work to do. So on the work to do, can you give us kind of one or two top examples of what you think about?
Sure. So, you know, in our report, what we really tried to do is look at the way the Biden administration has treated vulnerable migrants who have sought protection in the United States. And I think top of that list is the administration's approach to border enforcement and border management. First and foremost is the Biden administration's continued reliance on Title 42 provisions. In essence, these are the public health restrictions that allow the administration to turn around, by and large, single adults who are seeking protection in the U.S.
Oh, and this was passed right at the start of the pandemic, yeah, Title 42?
Exactly. This was something that the Trump administration put into place in March of 2020, and the Biden administration has more or less kind of stuck with them in spite of public health experts, both within the administration and outside, saying that there is no public health rationale for these restrictions. And then, you know, the second piece where we've seen some improvement over time, but really a lot of work left to do, is around refugee resettlement. And the administration, you know, initially set a very low ceiling of, I think, 15,000. Under public pressure, they increased that ceiling to 75,000. And now they are working hard to really kind of rebuild that pipeline for refugee resettlement. You know, the evacuation of Afghan allies last summer added another stress point, if you will, to that resettlement process.
Mm-hmm. President Biden, of course, followed a president who vowed to build a wall, vowed mass deportation and a ban on persons coming from certain Muslim-majority countries. To what degree has this administration been able to undo those?
Well, the administration came out of the gates pretty hot, if you will, in those first couple of weeks after the inauguration. You know, they filed their version of comprehensive immigration reform. They ended the travel bans. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things got complicated because the most vexing policy changes the Trump administration put into place have been the hardest to unwind. So again, kind of going back to the border, one of the policies the Trump administration put into place after the family separation crisis of 2018 was the migrant protection protocols. And in essence, what this is that the Trump administration said that if you are seeking asylum and you're from Mexico or Central America, you're going to have to wait in Mexico while your case is being heard. The Biden administration ended that program, but then the states of Texas and Missouri filed suit, and a court ruled that the Biden administration must re-implement that program. They didn't just re-implement the program. They tried to make it a little bit more humane in terms of providing access to counsel, to nonprofit legal services attorneys. But they also expanded the program to other countries in Central America and South America. So it's very much kind of a mixed bag. And as of now, the Biden administration is yet to kind of restart the efforts to end the migrant protection protocols.
Okay. Of course, many observers, listeners are thinking about the Haitian migrants chased on horseback at the border in Texas, and they were seeking asylum. I mean, hard to forget some of those images, but does that tell a broader story about the challenges of the American asylum system?
It really does. And you remember those images and that crisis in Del Rio when we saw some 10,000 Haitian migrants, you know, attempting to seek protection in the U.S., it came, you know, within weeks after the Afghan evacuation. So it was kind of one crisis after another on top of the administration in terms of migration. Mm. The challenge here is that the asylum system, you know, has, number one, a massive backlog. And, you know, what we've seen just over the last week or so is an increase in attempts to enter South Florida from Haiti by boat. So we're seeing more and more reports of boats capsizing and migrants from Haiti dying as a result of really a lack of a functioning asylum or immigration system.
All right. I want to ask you more about reuniting children separated sure. from their parents at the border from the previous administration. A number of families have been reconnected, but around 1,000 unaccompanied children still have not been. How is that going? And if they can't reconnect with parents, what's going to happen to them?
Sure. So one of the, I think, really important changes or moves the Biden administration made right after inauguration was the establishment of a family reunification task force. Like you said, about, I think, 61 children have been reunited, but nearly 1,000 remain, you know, unconnected from their families. Where they're likely now is in the foster care system here in the U.S., but, you know, if they're not connected to a sponsor or family member here in the U.S. and they're not able to return to a family in Central America, they would likely move through an adoption process here in the United States. One of the other pieces of this story is that families are also pursuing financial remuneration from the administration. So that's going to drag out that process for a long, long time. And, you know, ultimately, we could see a number of families go without any sort of financial compensation for, you know, quite frankly, the type of mental and physical torture that, you know, the Trump administration put them under.
Yeah. This is obviously such a big topic. Has the situation improved for the so-called dreamers, you know, the children who are in the U.S. whose parents came illegally? And is the process working for people seeking green cards in this country?
Those are two really, really important questions. So for dreamers, you have a kind of a subset of the dreamer population, DACA recipients, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This is a program that President Obama put into place in 2012, and it grants a temporary work authorization and protection from deportation. And there's currently a case pending in South Texas to pressure the administration to end the program. So to answer your question, for the time being, DACA recipients remain protected, but that protection could turn based on how this court rules potentially in the next few months. Around legal immigration, there have been a number of positive things the administration has done. In the first 9 months of the Biden administration's time in office, we've seen a 14% decrease in the backlog of naturalization applications. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Urja Du also created a kind of a staffing surge to focus on employment-based green cards. They processed 50% more employment-based green cards than an average year. So around legal immigration, we're slowly starting to see that pipeline built back up, which is really critical given the labor shortages that we're seeing.
Yeah. Finally, I just want to ask a broader question about this administration and the, I guess, the politics of it. As you know, many critics of the administration say it's being politically tentative on some immigration and asylum issues because it's afraid of criticism from the right. Is there evidence of that?
There's a lot of evidence that the administration has, I would argue, approached immigration from kind of a defensive posture. I think the White House and the president in particular needs to make a much more clear and forceful case of the value of immigrants and immigration to our country and do make that case in a way that not just resonates with Democratic base voters. I would argue that in some ways the more important constituency here when it comes to immigration and those wanting to see a more constructive approach are your independent and moderate voters in suburban districts across the country. These are the voters that moved from Republican to Democrat in 2018 because of Trump's approach to immigration, and they also moved Trump to Biden in 2020 because of Trump's approach to immigration. So there's a real opportunity here for the Biden administration to expand the coalition of voters who are looking for a more constructive approach to immigration, an approach that balances us as a country that is a nation of laws and a nation of grace.
Ali Noorani is president and CEO of the advocacy group, the National Immigration Forum. Ali, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.